1 second. Okay, we're on page Resh Mem Ha'ofen Ha'esrim Varbo, the 24th tool. Cheshman Anevish Al Odom Lasos Asma Odos Inyone Yedia Solokim Veteroso. It's a cheshman anefesh of how good is your knowledge of facts of Hashem through the Torah and His Torah, v'divrei Rishonim, and the words of the early rabbis of the Rishonim era, v'chidos ha-chachamim, and the words of the chachamim that are achida really is a riddle. What it means to say is like difficult passages of what the chachamim have said. In other words, difficult gemaras, difficult chazal, v'nyone ha-tfilos shalomat bekatnosu, and the types of prayers that we learned as children. Bereshis hispat chuto, at the beginning of a child's development, kishehischum, when he began to learn. V'yidrish me'atzman lumot es kolot v'remalol mechadash, and a person should demand from himself to learn all these above-mentioned things fresh. Kidei lohavino sam behavonoso hanochichus, to understand them now with your present level of understanding things. Because when a person's seichel is still weak when they're young, he doesn't understand these concepts that are very subtle and refined and deep to the same degree that he understands them when his intellect is hispager, more developed. And to the more that a person's seichel increases, who maybe knows some yoser, he will be able to understand those concepts even better. So this is what he is saying. He's saying, unfortunately, the way we learned Torah when we were young could only be as good as our intellect was developed as we were young. So when you learn something when you're 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old, 16 years old, so you understand it on how well a 16-year-old can understand something, which can be fairly good, but there's no way you can understand it the same way when you're 35 or 58, because you're more intelligent, you have more life experiences, you've hopefully learned more Torah in the process, your analytic ability and your ability to understand things is greater, and now you have to go back to the same inyan and now re-look at them and see them in a much deeper and a much truer way, and don't be satisfied with the childlike or adolescent-like understanding of Torah. So he's saying we have to re-look at all these stories. You got to go back to this book of story of Noah, go back to Sefer Bereishis. You know, and this is why, you know, that's the inyan of the end of the fifth chapter of Pirkei Avos, Ben Bagba Gomer, right? Hafoichba, hafoichba de koilaba. You have to turn it over, turn it over, turn the Torah over and over, because everything is in the Torah. Everything is in the Torah. Every possible chokhmah, every understanding of pshat in Torah is in the Torah. Every level of understanding through the levels of pardes, pshat, remez, drusod, is in the Torah. And I gave a parsha class this week, and you see that the Torah has an incredible capacity. It's something that is small, that is able to be machzik meruba, a dover katan shemachzik meruba, something that's small that can contain a lot more. If you look at the Torah, if just at the words of the Chumash, it's a very small sefer, the rabbis say, because it only has 5,845 sentences, which is probably smaller than a Stephen King book. Yet, so that's something that's small that holds a lot more than what it shows. You with me? Every letter, every kotso shel yud has thousands of laws that great people who are smart enough, and the more you learn, the more you'd understand it, and you'd know, and you'd get much deeper understandings in Torah in general, and also in the physical, natural world, science, medicine, politics, business, everything is in the Torah. But the problem is people just learned it when they were young, and that's as far as they went, and they were barely scratching the surface, and they're satisfied with their understanding of Torah. So this cheshbon hanefesh is an incredible idea. A yid, I'm a good boy. I went to high school. I graduated high school. I went to yeshiva, you know, till grade 7, till age 17. And I already learned for 15 years, whatever, in school. That's enough. Now I will go on to learn the other things. So what you're telling me is you want to take on the world for the rest of your life with the understanding of a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old of Torah. Or let's even say the guy went to yeshiva for 5 years afterwards. Okay, and he steiged in Brisk and Lakewood. Okay, imam is steiged, like really steiging. So, okay, he understands to live his life much better than the 18-year-old. No question about it. Now he understands like a 23-year-old. Okay, it's also good, but he's meant to live till he's 70 or 80. So he can't just say, okay, that's it, I'm finished. That's as much as I know about Hashem. And that's, and it's Torah and everything of that. And now, you know, it's, I can now focus on the rest of the world. So we see that that's not so, because if that was so, why would the Torah always say we have to go over the Parsha every year? We have to go over the Torah every single year till you're, till you die. You have to be Mavr Sedra, it's a halacha. You got to be Mavr Sedra twice with Targum. I mean, you know, like try to understand it in a new light, because there's always what more to gain to understand as you get deeper. So when you'll understand Hashem and His Torah all that much more deeply, obviously that is going to get you closer to Hashem, and you're going to review the way you serve Hashem, and you're going to see, really, I could be doing it a lot better than I could be doing it now. Now, we understand that instinctively when it comes to secular things. You know, if a person would say, I don't know, when I grew up, I used a digital phone. Not digital. What do you call it? The one that turned around? What do you call it?
Analog.
Analog phone. I didn't have a computer. And it was good for me. I went to university with a typewriter. And I don't need a computer. And I refuse to use a computer. They say, you're a shaita. You know, because in your day, that's all you could know. But things, you know, there's more things to know. Everybody wants to get their iPhones upgraded. You know, because it has better capacities. It's able to do more, right? So instinctively, we do that all the time. You know, well, you know, I already have a phone. I already did that last. You know, I had the most up-to-date phone. Well, now give me more up-to-date. Well, the truth of the matter is the Torah, which is an infinite Torah, always needs updating. Or what do they call when your app, you know, the app can be the next thing, you know, 8.05, 8.06. I forgot what it's called, what you do with that app. You know what I'm talking about, right? So
update is fine.
Yeah, so we got to update our Torah knowledge. And to the degree, you follow what I'm saying here. You cannot be satisfied with what you know. It's great what you know. Hashem gave you another year of life so that you will understand Him and His Torah a year more, a year deeper. And therefore, your Yiddishkeit will produce much better results. It's not that Hashem is criticizing for your past performance, but He's expecting a new year to upgrade your understanding of Pshat and Torah. You could be looking at a Pasuk for 57 years, and now you look at it again, and now you see a whole new window into the Pshat. All right, so this and a whole new aspect of what Torah is, what Hashem is, what He's done for the Jewish people. So this, you know, while the previous tool was look at Hashem's world again and really appreciate what that world is, he's basically saying, well, if the world, where'd the world come from? He's stako baraisa ubara alma. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. If we have to take another look at the world, then certainly the source of the world, which is Torah, we have to take another look at the Torah and look at it for the first time and come up with much deeper understanding of what it says in the Torah. So this is a very powerful tool, because this really means you've got to, you got to keep on learning, A, B, and the type of learning you do has to be upgraded as well. V'lochein, on the next page. Therefore, al tismoch es atzmocha al havonas anyonim hakoshim v'hasforos hamukos shenichkecha b'livcha mikvar. Don't be satisfied with the understanding of concepts that were difficult or logics that were deep. that were etched in your heart from long ago, the way you understood it then. Ella, but kasher sichlocha misbager alecha, when your intellect becomes more developed, lahaschol mechagdashmi, start from the beginning. When you start bereshis, we start over. Pretend like you never learned the story. The problem is you already know the story. You got to take it out of your mind. Look at the psukim as if you never knew the story, and you're reading it pasuk by pasuk, and then you're going to see all of a sudden millions of questions you never had before coming up because you're using, you're learning with a new brain. Look in the Torah of Hashem, the five books of Moshe, and the books of the prophets. As if you never saw them before. Same way as before. Look at the world like you never saw it before. Look at the Torah, brand new. And then get yourself used to interpreting, explaining them right now for the first time. Lisponein bamilim, reflect on the words, uba signor shalom, and the style that they have, uba tochana kol bam, and the content that's incorporated in them, utaayin ezed vremehem, efshel afarish kipshutam, you have to look deeply into which things can be explained on a simple level, veizemem e efshel afarish kipshutam, and which things it's impossible to learn them on a simple level. Eza mehem muvanim, which things are very understandable. Veza mehem, which things are not understandable. Lem eza mehem yesh dimion bimakomos acherim b'mikra. Where are there similar ideas in another place in the Torah and compare them? Veza mehem dimion b'mikra, or there's some other place that don't compare to them at all. So that's regarding learning. So you have to have a fresh start to learning. When you look at the Parsha, you know, you just say, well, I know there was a Tev, and I know this, and I know that, you know, and I already know it, so what's it? But, you know, you have to look at it like you never learned it before. You have a much more developed mind this year than last year, and you will find more to deeper and more correct understandings of Torah. Well, that's one aspect of Avodas Hashem. Do the same thing regarding your prayers and your praises of Hashem. Reflect on their style and the goal of the content that they have. To know exactly which words does your mouth express. And what content of the heart you're requesting when you are expressing these things to Hashem. Don't act towards these things the way you did when you were a kid, where you just said them without understanding them. Not to be particular about the dictative rules of how to pronounce those words even. And not to even understand the content. We already explained in this chapter, in the ninth tool, above an Ashmanas and the 18th tool, Dei Atzorach, already enough I've explained, Ketzel Adam Linog, B'chol Mashinogei Litfilos, how person could take himself with davening. You know, very simple question. You said today, Borech Oleinu Es Hashanah Hazos, right? Right? So what's the content of that tefillah? You're praying for Parnasa, right? So the famous question is, what do you mean we're praying for Parnasa? Hashem already decided my Parnasa on Rosh Hashanah. What do I have to pray for? Right? So what's pshat? So what am I doing? I already prayed for it. So the simple pshat is, okay, so Hashem said, you got your parnasa, you're going to make $500,000 this year. So Hashem put a deposit in the bank already. So every day you daven is a withdrawal from that deposit. You know? So today, Hashem, some of that $500,000, you know, please bless me and give me some of that. But just look at the simple words. You could be saying it a million times. You know, you're gonna have options today. Everybody has options today. You're going to the business world, and there'll be opportunities. There'll be opportunities to make money. Now, as you're interacting with those opportunities to make money, do you keep remembering where the source of the money's coming from right now as you're trying to make the money? Now, the danger of not remembering is you may resort to means to make the money how non-Torah Jews make money, which would be A, sinful, or B, taking you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, for example, you know, you have an opportunity comes and there is a way that's 100% ernst, and you totally do it the way Hashem wants you to do it. You're totally honest, and there's a great risk you may not get the business if you follow exactly what the Torah says. But if you just bend it a little bit, just some slight things, it's a better chance. Or let's say if you violate the Torah, but you haven't violated Canadian law, you will do great success. So now the question is, so where do you think your parnassah is coming from? So if you believe that your parnassah is coming from Hashem, then there's no way you could do anything against what Hashem said in the Torah, because there's no way he would give you things through illegal means from the Torah. But if you think that you know what, even though Hashem's around, but you know, you got to make it on your own, so to speak. Well, that's really blasphemy. That's apikorsis. But then you're going to say, but wait a minute, I know not from guys. They don't follow the Torah and they make more money than I do. Do you mean to say that on Rosh Hashanah Hashem decide to give them more money than me? And I go to Minyan and they don't go to Minyan. They talk in shul and I don't talk in shul. I learn and they don't learn. They don't wear a kippah. They eat treif. And they are making more money than me. And all I have is water when I go to a restaurant. And I wear my kippah. And they're making more money than me. Does that thought ever cross your mind? Maybe ever? So the answer that the great rabbis say is that Hashem decides how much money you're going to make, but it depends where the money's coming from. The money can come direct from Hashem, direct deposit from Hashem, which is the infinite creature, infinite being, and that infinite being, the money he produces, brings infinite blessing, but he also created a system where the money does not come from Hashem. He allows a rival bank to be open. It's called the bank, the First National Sitra Acher Bank, the bank from the other side. And the money comes to you from the other side. And money that comes from the other side is not blessed. Yes, you may buy a big house. Yes, you may, but everything in that house is not blessed. The family gets divorced. All the money goes to the lawyers. Sickness, money goes to the doctors. So we're davening Hashem, Boreich Aleinu. We want you to bless us, not the Sitra Acher. I know you've already decided how much money I'm going to get, but today I want today's allocation to come from you, because I will have done everything the way you want me to do it, and I'm getting it directly, and I want to remember, I want A, to come from you and not from the other side, and B, I want to remember that it's coming from you. Now, you understand why we got to do that 3 times a day? Is that a little bit more sophisticated way of understanding the bracha than you learned in grade 4?
Yep.
So that's why you got to refresh ourselves in these areas. Okay, that's what he's saying over there. Okay, where are we on the next paragraph? V'chein tase, and so you shall do. But again, what about what rabbis tell you? And the oral law. When you look in a Gemara, we should reflect on their words. V'mashu mehem eina muvin lach. If you don't understand a piece of Gemara, al titla sasiba behem. Don't say the problem's in them. Oh, this Gemara doesn't make any sense. Don't say that. Ela bekotzer avonoscha, but attribute it to the limitation of your understanding. Don't rely on yourself the way you understood things when you were beginning to learn. Ela drosh me'asmacha, but demand from yourself. Next page, reish mem beis. Lohavinas divremecha, to understand their words from afresh. Kilu hincha maschil lilmodos amachshav, as if you're beginning to learn this Gemara for the first time. You say, well, you know, I didn't understand anymore then, and it didn't make sense then, and it's never going to make sense. V'seila midivreim shincha, maybe now the things you did understand when you were younger, tachkoch v'sichroncha, etch it into your memory, u'seshanin last one, repeat it to yourself. V'seila midivreim she'enim burim lucha, and those things that weren't clear to you, tachkor es perushim, investigate their explanation. Mechach madorcha, from the rabbis of your generation, v'imidas havonos chanuches, with your present ability to understand. Not as you understood things when you were young. Oy vavoy. Then will be revealed to you from the Torah, the words of the Vim Vachamim and the sages, Soda, secret, you're going to understand things which you weren't able to achieve when you learned them at the beginning of your development. So you see how crazy it is to have a kid go to a good frum school till he's 17 and then take him away? He's going to live with that knowledge of a 17-year-old, and they're critical of what all gedolim say. What does this rabbi know? He doesn't understand anything. You know, from their puny understanding of Torah. I know what I went till grade 12. I learned in Brisk for a few years. You know, this Rav doesn't know what he's talking about. This Rav spending 50 years learning Torah. And look what it continues. It's mamish. Oh, it's such a big musser. Valtafata oscha gavoscha. Don't let your gaiva seduce you. Lachshov to think. Kisich lecha lohosif lizbager yosim fisha hoi v'mein erecha. That your intellect cannot develop more than it was in your youth. That the things that were etched in your intellect when you were young can't change as you get older. Don't be, that's gaiva. Gaiva saying, you mean I have to be more? And it can't be strange for you now? Because if I'm going to learn it and not understand it now? This under thinking, he echad mipituye hayetzer. It's one of the seductions of the Yetzirah. But in that way, who wrote Salarapas is Yodecha, he wants to weaken your hands. He wants to weaken yourself from really investigating and searching out the real truth of the concepts. Therefore, he tricks you. To think you're already a big chacham. I learned in yeshiva already. I already studied 5 years in Lakewood. And you're not missing any intelligence. Don't be fooled that way. You know, if Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who's in his 80s, and all he did for his whole life was learn Torah, and he says something, and you don't understand what he says, keep your mouth shut. You know, to think for a minute that you can criticize what other people are saying. Because you know, the Torah has infinite. The Torah is a small thing that's machzik meruba, that holds more than you can ever imagine. This is one of the greatest optical illusions of the history of the world. Person says, I learned the Bible. I understand it. I learned it in the original Hebrew. I understand it. You know, even if you learned it with Rashi and Ramban and Kliyokar, and you learned with the Gemaras and the Midrashim and all that, you still don't know a fraction of what there is to know. And Gedolim, they keep, that's the difference between a Gadol and a Katan. A Gadol, when he's 60 years old, he learns it from fresh. And that's just, it's something that's small, and it's machzik meruba. And anything that comes into contact with that is machzik meruba, is able to hold. So Gedolim, who you think all they can do is sit in Bnei Brak and study Torah, they're machzik meruba. They're looking at, and everything in the Torah is there in an incredible way. But other people say, listen, I learned in yeshiva. I know just as good as Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I can ding zech on him. You know, this is a serious thing. These people think they can go on the Temple Mount and make a statement, even if they're rabbis, even if they're, you know, they think they're chashiv rabbanim. When the Eidah Charedis of elderly rabbi says, you don't do it, because it's Isser Kares, and you don't do it because it's going to create problems, we can do it anyway, then you got big problems. Even when you're 50 years old, you're not as smart as an 80-year-old. You have to bend to people who are bigger than you. And this is a big fault of certain religious organizations in the world. Okay, you're getting to hear all my pontifications today. Okay, anyway, you got to hear this idea. This is a very important idea. So he tricks you. Like King Solomon himself says, Chacham Otzel, a lazy wise person be'enav, in his eyes, Mishiva Mishivitam, more than seven people explain things. Commentary, look at the Pischei Lev. Chacham Etzel be'enav, Ha'otzel Yoser, the person, the lazier he is, Ha'otzel, rather, the lazy guy, Yoser, more Chacham, he thinks he's smarter. The lazy guy thinks he's smarter. Mishiva mishivetam. Mishivas hachachamim from seven chachamim. Roy Pneimach, who see the king, Hayorim Lanos, who know how to answer. The lazy chacham thinks he's smarter than everybody. He thinks he's smarter than all the gedolim. When all the gedolim say, don't do these things, everybody can write a blog, because a blog now means you're a chush of a guy. And then I'm as smart as Reb Chaim. I can argue him. Vodomer and King Solomon said, Ra'isa ish chacham be'enav, if you see a person who thinks he's smart in his own eyes, he thinks he's smarter than other people, tikva liksil mimena, you should know that someone who thinks he's a fool has greater hope than this guy. A guy who thinks he's smarter than everybody else has less hope than a guy who knows he's dumber than other people. Because a guy who knows he's dumber than other people is going to try to get smarter. But the guy who thinks he's so smart, he has nobody to learn from. V'odamar, we're quoting the smartest man, you see. V'odamar, ha'chacham einav barosho. Ha'chacham, his eyes are in his head. What does that mean? Klomar, ha'chacham mistakel acharanis areshis avaro. The chacham looks backwards to the beginning of what's past. U'misbonen ezem oros avaro. He looks back what happened in the past. Hein bekim ha'Torah, how he kept the Torah in the past. V'hein binyan olam hazeh, things in this world. Ubodek asami checks them. Umevin esatov esarash also be'avar. He tries to understand what was the good things he did in the past, what were the bad things he did in the past. Umitochach, and from that umamshich basir esatov, that he continues to do better. Vechadel basir esarash, he stops doing the bad. So einav barosho means he has eyes in the back of his head. That's what he's saying. Pshat. The chovas of is saying pshat in chach of einav barosho is he has eyes in the back of his head. That's what he's saying. Do you hear? Because why would you say Einav Baro? Einav, you know, really, where are your eyes? Think about it. Where are your eyes? It's really, it's like below the forehead, you know. But he's saying, no, you have to have eyes in your head, in your rosh. It means of what you've seen already. You have to look at what you saw already, what is in your head of past memory, the memory that's in your head. You have to have eyes in your head, not across your forehead, but in your head. You have to have eyes in the back of your head going back in time and looking what you did and reflecting, because what I did then wasn't as smart as I am now. Aval aksil, but the fool, misalei mikolzeh, he hides himself from all this. Kamara maholech becheshchas alayla, like a person going in the darkness of the night, bederach aruka, on a long way, shein estak alachrayis, he doesn't go back, doesn't look backwards to see, maybe where did I go wrong? Where did I take a wrong turn? Meishu beinkach lo yira muma beglachos, he's not going to see anything anyway because it's so dark. Humarake says, Koma Bato, he focuses his whole focus. He concentrates his whole focus. Raklamashe says, what's in front of him? Let me see the next piece of road. But he's still getting lost. That's what King Solomon says about the fool who doesn't look and reflect on what was in the past. Vaksil bachoshecholech. The ksil, the fool, he goes in the darkness. And the darkness means, and he can't even look backwards. V'odamar, and King Solomon also said, V'ra'isi ani sheyesh yisron lechach min asichlus, I see the advantage of true wisdom over foolishness, ki yisron ha'or min achoshech, is like the difference between light and night, day and night. It's not even the same ballpark. So these are very strong words. And it's good for starting a Bereishis, Noach, we're getting a new start, and that's pshat ha'foichba ha'foichba. Because even though you learned it, you're going to learn it again, and we have to look at Tav Shanayin Vav. You are a Tav Shanayin Vav Jew with a greater understanding of Torah, and you have to look back at all the things you thought you understood and try to get them on a deeper level, and you will see that there will be incredible wellsprings. And now when you look at your Avodas Hashem compared to what you understand about being a Yid, you're going to see there's going to be what to upgrade in that area. Okay.